Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin. Chulin daf Ayin. We are on Ayin Amid Beis. We are about the fifth or Ayin Aleph. I'm sorry, we're starting with Ayin Amid Beis, daf Ayin Aleph, but we're starting on Ayin Amid Beis by the word Tanya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh wide line on Ayin Amid Beis is where we are starting, going to today's daf, daf Ayin Aleph. Okay, let's start with the word Tanya. We are in the sugyas of when does an animal. Again, remember this whole parak is all about the status of animals, of fetuses within the mother animal. So the Mishnah started, the first Mishnah was all about the Iker Halacha Ben Pekua, that the Shechit of the mother works for the fetus. Then we got into other halachas. What about Kedushas Bechor? When does that start? That was yesterday's daf. And then on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis here on Ayin Amud Beis discuss when does the Tumas Nevela start? When does, if the shepherd touches the Ubar inside the mother animal, so do we say that there is Tumas Nevela yet or not? That was the discussion. The Tanakhama said no, and Rabbi Yossi was Mechalik, Rabbi Yossi Glili was Mechalik between Tame and Tahar animals. So we discussed what the Machlokas is about. We brought drushes for the drusha for the Tanakhama. Really it was a Kalvachomer. Kalvachomer Tanakhama said if the Shechita works to allow you to eat it, so surely it should work to get rid of the Tumas Neveluk. That's even lesser of what you need. And for the Shechita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Gemara quoted two sources, either Rabbi Yitzchak or Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Tanya, now we have a Brisa related to that. Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Namti lo leben Azai. Rabbi Yonasan said, I once said to Ben Azai, Lo madnu nevelas behema tahora shemitama. I know that the nevela of a kosher animal, of a kosher behema, is matame. V'nevelas behema tamea shemitama. And I know that the nevela of a non-kosher animal makes you tame. Nevelas chaya tamea shemitama. And I even know the nevela of a non-kosher chaya is tame. The only one that I'm not sure about where to learn it from is Nevelas Chaya Tahora Lolamanu. What about the Nevela of a kosher Chaya? So, Minayin, how do I know that? How do I know that that's also Metame? So, that's what Rabbi Yonasan said to Ben Azai. Numbly, so Ben Azai answered me, Kol Holech Al Kapov, Bekol HaChaya HaHoleches. Anything that walks on their paws, amongst any Chaya that walks. It's the same pasuk that we had yesterday. Thank you. That we darshened at the beginning for a different drasha, but Ben Azai said maybe this includes all types of chayos, even non-kosher chayos, anything that walks on their paws, bikol hachaya. So Rabbi Yonasan said, I answered him, namtilo v'chi nomar v'kol chaya. Does it say any chaya, which would include then kosher or non-kosher? V'halo lo nemar ela bikol hachaya. With everything bikol within hachaya the chaya, and that's why we darshened earlier. Rabbi Yitzchak l'mahalchei kapayim b'chayu da'asa. That pasuk is teaching me a halacha of a fetus, of the status of a fetus, whether it's tamei or not. Right, bikol hachaya. And we darshened yesterday. Right, if you have four hooves and a four hooves and eight hooves and eight hooves, we had all the drushes yesterday. So ask Rabbi Yonasan to Ben Azai, that can't be the right drasha that teaches me that a nevela of a kosher chaya is going to be metameyu. So numli, so Ben Azai says, okay, new. So you tell me, what did your Rebbe say? You don't like my drashas. What does your Rebbe say? What did Yishmael say about this? So namti lo, so Rabbi Yonasan says, this is what I told him. He's repeating over the story. I told him, v'chiyamus min ha-behema, zu behema tameya. If an animal dies, that's referring to a non-kosher animal. Asher hi lochem la'achla, zu behema tahora. That's referring to a kosher animal. And therefore, and so we know it by a kosher and a non-kosher behema. And we know from elsewhere, lamadnu chaya bechla behema, u behema bechla chaya, semicolon. So that's the drasha. That's the drasha, how you know a nevela of a kosher chay is going to be metameyu, because we have the source by both kosher and non-kosher behemos, and we're about to explain how whenever it says behema, that's more of a generic term. Yes, there are specific, we use behemas versus chayos, but when the Torah uses it, it could be that behema is the more inclusive, including chaya, and chaya is the more inclusive, including behema. The Torah just chooses one of them to use. And once you know that, that's why, how do you know the chayos, the nevelos chayos, or metame? From the pasuk of nevelos behemas are matame. So now, where is that? So the Gemara says, Chaya tahora bichlal chaya bichlal behema tahora, chaya tameya bichlal behema tameya. So the chayas are included in behemos, and the opposite. Behema tameya bichlal chaya tameya behema tahora bichlal chaya tahora. Right, and that is all what Rabbi Yonasan said to Ben Azai. That's what he said to Ben Azai. And what did Ben Azai exclaim after this conversation? Ubaloshan Azeh Omar Li, and Rabbi Yonasan says, after I told him this, you know what he told me? Chaval al Ben Azai. Chaval. Whoa, what a loss it is for Ben Azai. What do you mean? Ben Azai, he's talking about himself here. Ben Azai's like, oh, I what a loss I did. Why? Shloshimish is Rabbi Yishmael. I wasn't Mishamish Rabbi Yishmael. I could have learned this amazing drasha. So I wasn't Mishamishim, so therefore it's Chaval, Chaval on me. Okay, 2 points on that comment. First of all, it's an amazing pickup, and that is the Maariv Chayes here points out that first he called him Yishmael, and now he calls him Rebbe Yishmael. Read the Gemara, you might not pick up on that. The Maariv Chayes says, because now he learned something from him. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. You got to call him Rebbe. That's why it switched. First he didn't know him, so that's what he dafka says. Shlo Shimesh, Shlo Shimesh says Rebbe Yishmael. Maariv Chayes says, though, that once he learned this halacha from him, even though not directly, but v'kan kino so b'shem Rebbe Yishmael, the hainu, t'lame b'menu adrash, v'shuv, hachov olav l'kroso rabo, k'da'amrinam b'braisa d'kinyin Torah, halomi mechavei rodover echad, chayev l'kroso Rebbe. Right, like David HaMelech with Achitofel, the source elsewhere in the Gemara, but that is ha'ara number one. Number two, points out the Margolis HaShas, Ben Azai says Chaval that he didn't know this detail. Ben Azai, the Gemara says in Bechoros that all the Chachamim are like the peel of an onion compared to Ben Azai. They're like Klipas Hashum to him. He knew everything. He's saying Chaval that I didn't learn this drasha. Right, so says one of the Rebbes. She Elmali Haya Mishamsho Haya Biado Givun Nosaf She Kolin Miderach Mishnasal Shrebi Yishmael. Every Rebbe has a unique way of looking at something. And even if Ben Azai knew 99% of Torah, that 1% that he didn't have, he was upset that he didn't have it. Because every detail of Kol HaTorah Kula is something that was valuable and precious to him. V'kivet shelo shimshu, v'chasra lo osa nekuda, shelo amar aleha, u'bishvel heder osa nekuda, lo rak la'atzmo hefsid, lo garm hefsid v'chavala ba'olam kulo. He was very upset. Okay, so that is the just what we learned. Even Ben Azai, who knew everything, he was also upset that he didn't know this detail. Okay, so now the question is, where do we see and what halachic nafkamina is there for this halacha of chaya bechlal behema and behema bechlal chaya? So we go to the fourth line. Chaya bechlal behema minalan. So a chaya, the fact that a chaya, first, where do you know it from? And l'may nafkamina. So minalan, how do I know that a chaya is included in when it says, sometimes, when it says the term behema, and parenthetically, it might be machalik between Lashon HaTorah and Lashon Chazal. When Lashon HaTorah, when the Torah says something, it might be more inclusive. Chaya might be behema, behema might be chaya. The chol behem techa on Shabbos, but only your behemas are not allowed to work. But your chayas are allowed to work. So in the Torah, it might be all inclusive. Well, in Lashon Chazal, sometimes they might take it to mean specifics. So, Dechsev, how do you know that Chai is included in Behema? Dechsev Zos HaBehema Asher Tochlu. Shor Se Ksavim V'chulu Ayel Utsvi V'yachmur. So you see, it says these are the Behemas, and it lists off, in the list, it lists off some Chayas, Tzvi's and Yachmurs. HaKetzad Chai V'chal Behema. Number one, so you see the Torah lists off Chayas B'chal Behema. Behema B'chal Chay Minolan, where do you see the opposite? The Behemas are within Chayas. Dechsiv, Zos HaChaya Asher Tochlu, Mikol HaBehema Asher Alaretz. These are the Chayas, Pasha Shmini. By the way, right, Pasha Shmini, the kosher, the not kosher. We started the mitzvah shir yesterday. Those listeners out there, so the mitzvah shir, we're in Pasha Shmini still. Yesterday we discussed the Isra of eating non-kosher fish. So, but this is the beginning of that section. These are the chayas that you should eat. Mikol ha-behema, asher al-aretz. So, befeirish. These are the chayas, and then a list off for behema. Kol ma-fresas parsa, right, the two types, the two signs that we know of split hooves and chewing its cud. Okay, it's that behema bechal chaya. So that shows us that behema is bechal chaya. So that shows how do you know each one is within the other one. Chaya tahora bechal behema tahora. So, l'may nafkamina now. Why is it important for me to know, for regarding which halacha, that a kosher chaya is within a kosher behema? Lissimanim. for simanim, because the Torah lists off the kosher simanim for a behema. It doesn't list off the kosher simanim for a chaya. So how do I know what kosher simanim you need for a chaya? So it's the same ones. That's the importance of chaya tahora b'chal behema Torah for simanim. If you look at Rashi, why? Rashi, the bottom of the previous Amud. That's where the Rashi is on this Gemara. Rashi, the fifth to last line. Shalom atzinu simanim mifurashim ela b'behema. We don't find explicit rules of simanim except by behemas. Dechsevet, it quotes the pasuk by freshes parso, but it's only by behemos. Right, that's why you have to learn it. This is the nafkamina. Rashi then adds there are two other nafkaminas the Gemara could have said. Right, skip two lines in Rashi. V'hu adin nami deitzrach lan chaya tahora b'chal behema tahora. I also need chaya b'chal behema l'tumas nevelos. Number one for tumas nevelos kedamrina kedabina la'el. Like I said before. So tumas nevelos, because tumas nevelos is only said by a kosher behema, like we said on the first thing we read today, in the bottom of the previous amud. So number one, tumas nevelos, the Gemara could have said, and also the next line, ula harba'a nami yitzrich, and for the iser of crossbreeding, the iser of crossbreeding, to harba'as kilayim bebehemak v'ksiv v'lo b'chaya, it says it by behema, not by chaya. So again, we learn out, you can't crossbreed chayas just like you can't crossbreed behemoths. Alachadi min ayonakat. But it says one of the nafkaminas. But really, we could have learned other nafkaminas as well, says Rashi. The Gemara just picks one of them, that of simanim. Right? This is let's continue, and then we'll talk about harba in a minute. So, number one. Next, the Gemara now, back to the Gemara. The Gemara now continues. Chaya temeya bichlal behema temeya laharba'a. So, chaya bichlal behema, that's so Rashi says you could have said that for as a nafkamina for the kosher also. The Gemara says it for the non-kosher. The Gemara says chaya tmei v'chal behema tmei laharba. Right, you're allowed to work non-kosher animals. You're just not allowed to eat non-kosher animals, but you're not allowed to crossbreed non-kosher animals. As we mentioned many times, the five types of kilayim. Right, one of the five types of kilayim are kilay zra'im, kilay hakerem. Right, if you have kilayim in the fields, and kilayim specifically, kilayim in the vineyard has its own halachas. This week's parsha, pentukdash, hamalei hazera tizra, svosakarim, those two types. Then you have kilay begadim, shatnis, also in this week's parsha. Right, and then you have, the two types of kilayim with animals. You have cross breeding, which is mentioned earlier in the Torah, and then cross working, which is mentioned also in this week's parsha. Lo sacharosh b'shor v'achamar yachtov. Most of them are in this week's parsha. It's a story that I think I've mentioned in the past. Also, one of my kids came home with it yesterday, so it's, I guess I didn't know it was such a famous story, but I guess it's known. One time, Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, was going in a wagon. I think I mentioned this in a parsha shir a couple of years ago, and it was snowing, and it was the horses were not making it too quickly. And finally, one of the horses falls down, just breaks his leg, and it can't go anymore. So what does the wagon driver do? He leaves Rav Nosson Adler, the Gedolei Hador, in the wagon. He says, okay, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go to the nearest town to try to get another horse, and I'll be back soon. So he goes, he waits in the car, and all of a sudden, on his way back, he sees that he brings another animal, but it's not a horse. It was a cow. It was a cow he brings. And he starts harnessing the cow next to the horse onto the wagon. Rav Nosson Adler gets out of the wagon in the snow and the freezing and starts dancing and celebrating, and it's amazing and wonderful. The wagon driver's like, is the cold getting to your head? What are you celebrating about? He's like, there's a halacha of cross working the animals, hooking up two different animals on a wagon. I've never been able to be mekayem that mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, now you brought me the cow, now I can get off the wagon and say, I'm not going to violate this sister. It's the first time in my life I've ever been ready to be Mekai in this mitzvah, right? It's not like, you can't say that every time we don't do a Los Asay, we're getting the credit for not doing the Los Asay. Right now, we're not talking Lashon Hara. So we're Mekai in the mitzvah of Zachar, Zashur, Asa, Hashem, Lekech, Lemiriam. This week's Parsha, the Ramban says, is a mitzvah Asay. No, Pashas is, it's a situation where you might talk Lashon Hara, and I stop myself. We're not eating treif now either. Right, we're not being Megala Rayas now either. We're not being not wearing Shatnez now either. We're not doing what? So we're getting credit for that? Only if there's a situation. Shatnez, maybe there is. I could put on any clothes I want in the morning. And but again, so he's finally in the situation where he could be behind that mitzvah, and he was able to fulfill it. That's the cross working. But this is the Argamar mentions the other part of Kilai Behema, and that is the cross breeding. Harba. Cross breeding, the Isser. Good. So that's the nafkamina for chaya behema bechal behema tameya. Viter behema tameya bechal chaya tameya. So what's the nafkamina for a non-kosher behema is included in a non-kosher chaya. Likid de Rebbe, I know that from, that's Rebbe, who we referred to yesterday. Right? Remember we said we're going to get to Rebbe Shita, the last line we mentioned yesterday's shir. That's this Rebbe. Titanya, because what does Rebbe say? The assumption of the following drasha is going to be that non-kosher behemas are included in kosher in non-kosher chayas. That's going to be the assumption of the drasha, and that's where you see Rebbe learns uses it. Rebbe Omer, Ekra ani chaya. I know the pasuk already says chaya behema lama nemrus. What do I need it to say behema for? So just that language makes him seem that it already says chaya, so behema is included in that. What context are we talking about here? So Rashi points out we're talking about the carbon oil of Yored in Parshas Vayikra, where it says if somebody touches the nevela of a behemah, the nevela of a chaya, and then it says that he's chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yored. So the Torah doesn't even really explain itself what it's talking about. So we add in, it means you go into the Beis HaMikdash and you touch a carbon and you eat a carbon, right? That's one of the oil of Yoreds, one of the few, very few oil of Yoreds. Carbonos that are brought based on financial bracket, right? Kimat every other carbon, you're chayav to bring a carbon, right? If it's one of the chayav increases, right? The first mission increases, one of the 36. If you do a pishogeg, you're chayav a carbon chatas, right? Almost everything is a chatas. If you do one of the three or four averas for asham, you bring a carbon asham, right? Once in a while, three. I think there are three averas, right? If you do one of these three averas, you're chayav an olav yored. There are other olav yoreds, carbon yoledes, carbon mitzora, but all of the yoreds for averos are very few. So says the but there it says the chaya behema lama nemra. So why did it say behema then? If I know that a nevela of a chaya is the same thing as a nevela of a behema, so nemra kan behema tameya, but nemra lahalan behema tameya. It says here behema tameya by Olavi Yored. It says it extra. It didn't have to say it, but it says it in order to make this Zereshava. And it says later on, Behema Tameya as well. Later on, by Tame that eats Kodesh. Malahalan Tumas Kodesh, Avkan Tumas Kodesh. That's how you know. Using that Zereshava, it says Behema even though it didn't have to say it. So it says that to say I have a Zereshava to teach me that Olavi Yored, the Avera being discussed there, is Tumas Kodesh. Tumas Kodesh. But you see from the whole drasha there that Rebbe is assuming that you could have known Behema with Bichlal Chaya, and that's why it's considered extra. Next, Behema, last one. Behema Tara Bichlal Chaya Tahora. A kosher Behema is included in a kosher Chaya. What is that important for in Halacha? Li Yitzira. It's important for Yitzira. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, the verb Vayitzer is only used by Chayos, not by Behemos. Right, Rashi says, "Degabe chaya ksiva yitzira vayitzar Hashem Elokim min adama kol chayas hasada v'chulu." Why is it important to know that the verb vayitzar is used by one, not by the other? Why is it important? For the following, ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Nida, "Hamapeles." We know that there are certain rules and regulations for when a woman has a baby. Certain days of tuma and then certain days of tara. We know those halachas apply not only by a viable baby, by also Rahman al-Islan, by a miscarriage. The question is, what if a woman has an early miscarriage and she's not sure if it had the status of a vlad or not? So there are a number of Mishnayos and Nita that discuss that. How do you know? How do you know whether this was a baby or not? If you know it was a baby, then you have regular halachas of Tumintara. If it wasn't a baby, then it's not. Then you assume maybe it was Nida, but it wasn't Yomedes. So it's not. Hamapeles min behema chaya va'ov. If a woman miscarries and the item that came out, you don't even know if it was a fetus, the item that came out of her looked like an animal. It was in the shape of an animal. Bein taman, bein tahorin, and whether it was a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, im zachar, teshev lezachar. Vim nekeva, teshev lenekeva. If it was a male animal, then you have to sit for a male. Then she has to wait days like a male, meaning 7 and 33. 7 you made 1 week of tuma, and then 33 days of you made tara. Im nekeva teshev lenekeva. And if it's female, then we're machmir to assume that, not just machmir, but also mekel, in terms of metara. We assume that it was a female, but we assume it was a female human, even though it looked like a female or a male animal, but we assume it was a human vlad, and there it had the status of a human vlad, and therefore teshev lenekeva. Then she's just like a keva, 14 days of tuma and 66 days of tara. Einu yadua, teshev lazachar lenekeva. Div Rebbe Meir, if you don't know, teshev lazachar and lenekeva. If you don't know, Then you have to zachar in a keva, meaning you got to be machmer both. There you got to be machmer both ways. You only have 7, you made tara. 7, you made. You only you have 14, you made tumah. You got to be machmer in the made tumah, but you only have up to day 40 for yemei tara. So you got to be machmer in both directions. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. So that is why that's the lashon of yitzira, because only the lashon of yitzira do you assume it's considered notzar and it would fall into this category. The chachamim omrim. If it doesn't look like a person, a baby, it's not a baby. It's not a vlad. So what if it looks like a male or a female animal? What difference does that make? So the Rameyer says, because it says Vayitzer there, because there's also a Lashon of Yitzira. But the Chacham say no, if it doesn't look like an Adam, that's what we hold, Eino vlad, period. Next, last line, Rashi takes out the next letter, Vav. Because Rashi says this question is now going way back on our Mishnah. Tosfos does not like that pshat, but we're going to go with, because Tosfos says, by the way, would the Gemara have waited to ask this question until now? But we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. See, Rashi says, Hachi garsinan, lirabanan. Rashi takes out the vav. So, lirabanan, hai kralamli. So, according to the Rabbanan, meaning the Tanakama of our Mishnah, what does he do with Rabbi Yossi Haglili's sources? Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who's machalik between Nevela, the status of Nevela of an Ubar. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is machalik between kosher and non-kosher animals. The Tanakama says it's never Tumah. So what does he do? What does he, the Tanakama, do with Rabbi Yossi Haglili's psukim? So, kule look at the Rabbi Huda Asa. So he uses it for Rabbi, the shita that we just set up above. He does not use it for the specific limudim of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Okay. Mishnah. So now we have been talking about, when does Tumas Nevela start with an animal inside its mother? So now we're going to get into, what about Tumas Mace of a fetus of a human? When does that start? Here we go. Shehaisha Shemase Vlada Betoch Me'eha Rachman Letzlan, a woman who has a stillborn, right? The baby dies inside of her. Upashta Chaya Es Yadav Nagabo. And the midwife is trying to help her get the baby out. She sticks her hands in and touches it. Stop time. Let's say she then takes her hand out, and she did not take the baby out. Hachaya Temeya. The Chaya, that midwife, is Temeya. Vutumas Shiva. She's fully like Tamei Meis. She touched a dead body, and therefore she is Tamei for 7 days. V'ha'isha Tahora Sheyesi Avlad. But the mother is Tahora, meaning there's no Tumas Ohel here if they're inside. There's not even Tumas Negia here. So we're going to have to figure this out. Why is that? If the status of the baby is already considered a mace, so then what difference does it make? We know a mace is metame, b'negia, b'masa, and b'ohel, all three ways. So why should it be that only the chaya is tame by touching it, but the mother who has it inside of her is not? So we're going to have to figure that out. And the Gemara is going to mention it, really going to get to it tomorrow. The chaya is, what's the difference? But we'll start talking about it today. But that is the chilek of the Mishnah, the chilek between the midwife and the mother.
Assuming the chaya doesn't touch the mother on the way out?
We're assuming that the chaya does not touch the mother on the way out, because the chaya is tamei meis, right, lechora. And because then she could have made the mother tamei, right? Good hara. Okay, couple of points. What's the svara for this? Why would we say that the mother? That's the, as we'll see, that's the me'ikra din. Why is the mother not tamei? The Gemara is going to say in a minute, because it's what's called tuma balua. It is swallowed up tuma. If tuma is swallowed up, so then it's not going to be mitamei what's around it. That's what's the svar for that? Why isn't tumah b'lo b'tame? So there are a couple of ideas. If you look at Rashi on the third wide line, Rashi says, it's on the Gemara, but we'll read it now. Mikivon shenivla'a harihi kimi'ucheles le'inyin l'tame. Rashi says, since it's swallowed up, it's as if it's digested already. Meaning it's as if it's like rotted. I mean, it's talking about a baby there, but it's like it's not physically there. It's like it's already ruined. Mi'ucheles, le'inyin l'tame. Not for all halachas, but that's blua. If it's swallowed up, it's kim'ucheles le'inyin l'tame. If you look in the Rash, the Achronim point out, the Rash has a little different formulation. The Rash Mishans, which is one of the great commentaries on Mishnayos, we have the Rash Mishans on a couple of Gemaras. Psachim, we have a Rash Mishans and others. But what he's most famous for, he comes up in the Shita Mekubetzas on the Masechtas that have a Shita. But the Rash, if you look in the Mishnayos that are in the back of the Gemaras, And the Zra'im in the back of Brachas and in Taurus in the back of Nida, so that has the Rambam and the Rosh on the, around the Gemaras. Right? We don't really learn that. Right? Because even if you want to go be old-fashioned and not learn Kahati, right, we usually do right the Rav and the Tiferes Yisrael and the Tosfos Yantif. Well, we don't open up the back of the Gemaras to look in the Mishnayos. But that's what they were all based on. Two of the Rishon, the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Rosh there, at the end of Mikvos, the last Mishnah in Mikvos. So on that Mishnah, so he talks about Tuma Belua also, and he has a little different formulation than Rashi. He says, Tichihechi Dele'inyan Tuma Batel Agav Gufo. He talks about it more in halachic terms. If something is swallowed up, it's batel to the outside of it. It's batel to its shell. So it's not exactly the same as it's mu'ucheles, le'inyin zeh. They're both saying it's not matame, but mu'ucheles is more of, it's not physically considered there. Here, it's not halachically considered there. It's batel. It's batel l'gabei, it's kishakarim armi l'mala. V'su lo matame v'lo mitame. L'nichatzi tsanami batel agav gufa. Okay, that's the Rosh at the end of Mikvos, that it is considered batel. Two different formulations of belua. There's one other Magalias Hashas for the day. That is, there's a Kutzker. The Kutzker once said, we know there's something called a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya is where you have two different things put together, and you're like, what does one have to do with the other? So the Kutzker said a line that sounds like a Medrash Pliya. He says, the Rambam holds in Hilchas Malve Velove. Even though the afa tofes lebal chov b'makam shechov la'achirim lo kana, we know the halacha is if there's an item of Reuven's that is owed to Shimon, but I pick it up, it's on the ground. Hatofes lebal chov b'makam shechov la'achirim. But this money owed by Reuven is owned by Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. He owes to three people. So the halacha is if one of them grab it, so it's theirs. But if it's Hatofis Lubal Chob, Makam Shechob Lachem, but if I grab it for him, but Makam Shechob Lachem, it doesn't work. I can't be Zoche it on his behalf if I'm being Mechayiv two other people in the same moment. That's the principle, Bamitzia. Hatofis Lubal Chob, Makam Shechob Lachem, lo kana. But the halacha is, if the Lovim in me is Shliach, then I'm allowed to. If Shimon said, pick it up for me, then I'm like him picking it up. And therefore, I can pick it up for him, and that's why it's kana. That's the Rambam and the Chazmav of Alove, Perek Chaf Halacha Beis. Again, Atovis Lachol Bachar Shachol Lachayrim, lo kana, but if he made you a shliach, kana. Says the Kutzker, what's the Svara? Tuma Belua Eino Matama. Ma Inyin Shmita, Ma Inyin, Tovis Lachol, La Tuma Belua. What do the two things have to do with each other? So, say the Talmidim of the Kutzker. Means as follows. The Sachet Shaver says, I think it means as follows. If you look at the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the pasuk says, "V'lo yavo liros kevala es hakodesh." You're not allowed to go when talking about covering up the kelim when they traveled. That you're not allowed to see the kelim kevala es hakodesh when the kodesh is swallowed up. Kivala as a kodesh. We darshan in Sanhedrin. We had this last year. Sanhedrin pe aleph. What do we darshan from that pasuk? Shezu ashara ala gonev klishares shechayev misa. We darshan. V'lo yavo liros kivala as a kodesh. We're darshans in Sanhedrin. There, that's a lashon of stealing a klishares. Where do you get that from? Because when you steal something from somebody, you're swallowing it up from them. You're swallowing it. Shakaneva gezel yikaru bilua. Like the pasuk says in Eov, chayo bala v'yakienu. V'hotseisi es bilao mipiv. Right, when you steal something, you're swallowing it up. And that's why, the halacha we know from Babatzi and Babakama, gozov alonis yashua bailim, if I steal something from you, and you didn't have yeyosh yet, neither of us could be maktishit. Shtemen yichol naktisho. Because from it's not in the rishus of the gazlan because it's not halachically his, but it's not in the my rishus, it's not in the rishus of the nigzal because it's both swallowed up from the other one. So now says the Sachet Shaver to explain the kusker hatovis lebalchov b'makam shachov la'achirim. Why can't I pick this up for Shimon usually if he did not make me a shliach? Da after nichse lova mishubadim lamalve, even though it's connected to the malve, al kozman hima balua meitzel halove, but it's still balua to the lova. The lova is still it's still the lovis until it's given to the malve, and the lova is connected to three different people. But right now the lova has it, so you can't pick it up. But that's true. But im hikia tameya umitamaso. But once it comes out, then it's going to be matame. If he throws it out, so it's going to be matame. Because it becomes tummy as it goes out. So that's pshat, that's drash, says the Sakhat Shavar, im hotzi halove zeme atzmo. If the love, right, if it was thrown out, meaning he made him a shliach, so then, in that way, that's considered yitzia of the blia, and that's why it's going to be matame. Okay. That's a kotzker. Again, tuma belua is not matame. That's why if it's swallowed up to the lova, usually not allowed to take it because it's nivla with him. But once a shliach is made, it's as if it was spit out. Okay, adkan divrei hakotzker. Now we move on and get back to halacha. Amar Rabba says Rabba. Actually, one ha'ara on the Mishnah before we continue, and that is Tosas. Tosas here quotes the Mishnah in Tosas in Vihaisha. Tosas quotes the Mishnah from Meseches Ahalos. Tosas wonders. It says here in our Mishnah, the Isha is Tahar until the baby goes out. Ache Yetzi Avlad. So the baby actually goes out. But if you look at the Mishnah in Meseches Ahalos, Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid, it sounds like right when there's Psichas HaKever, right when the uterus opens, there's already consider that the baby is already out. Right, the Mishnah there discusses. Mishnah in Ahalas. Ha'isha shim makasha leleid. V'hotziya mibayis labayis. A woman who is having trouble giving birth, and you brought her from house A to house B. Harishon tamei besavik v'asheni bevadai. The first one is safik tamei, because you're not sure if the baby was partially out already. And the second one, where the baby came out, is vadai. Am Rabbi Yehuda emasai bizmashi nitelas like bagapayim. This is when you take the baby out normally, when you take him out with one's hands. Avalam haisa mahalecha. I'm sorry, bizmashi nitelas bagapayim, where the woman needed help walking from house A to house B. That's where house A is safik tamei, because maybe the baby came out already, and B is vadai. Avalam haisa mahalecha, if she was able to walk by herself from house A to house B, then house A is not even safik tamei. Harishon tar. Because she was able to walk by herself, you don't assume the baby had yitzia psichas hakever yet. Shemishinitach hakever ain't penai lahalech. Because once the psichas hakever, she can't walk anymore. And that's so Tosfos asks. So you see from there, it goes by psichas hakever, doesn't go by if it goes out. And then the Mishnah ends off by saying, ein l'nefalam psichas hakever ad sheyagilu rosh kapika. There's no psichas hakever unless it comes out head first, and it's a sizable, normal baby. It's a normally sized baby. Meaning it's the head is the size of the head of like a needle, has a thick side on it, and then the needle part. So it's to come out with the thick part first. So that's what the Mishnah says. Meaning if it's a very tiny little baby, then you assume maybe there's no psichas hakever. So Tosfos asks, how does our Mishnah say that tum is only ashe yetzei, but the Mishnah over there in Allah seems to say that, oh, even by psichas hakever. So Tosfos says, maybe he was talking about a tiny little baby. That it wouldn't, like the Mishnah says at the end there, Kishel Yot, Kishel Lo, Hegel, Harosh, Kapika, Mairi. It was a tiny little baby. That's what Tosfos has to say. Or then Tosfos says, maybe it's a machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas, Tanoim, between when there's Tumah. Okay, Vayter, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kishem Shetuma Belua Eina Mitama, Kach Tahara Belua Eina Mitama. Just like Tumah Belua is not Mitame, meaning if there's Tumah surrounded by something, the Tumah does not go out, so too if there is Tumah on the outside of something and there's something swallowed up inside. For example, we will see if somebody swallows a ring and they are standing in the house of a mace, that ring is Tahar. Right? Tahara Balua. Just like Tumah Balua is not Mitame, so too Tahara Balua is not Mitame. So let's finish first and we'll talk about a very famous Shita. Tumah Balua Minalan. We'll make it famous. Tumah Balua Minalan. How do we know Tumah Balua is not Matami? It says if you eat a piece of Nevela, then you have to go to the mikveh, you got to wash your clothes, which is also Tame. Milo askinam da'ochal slavach l'shkiyah sachama. Maybe you ate the Nevela 2 minutes before Shkia, and yet you will be allowed to jump in the mikveh quickly, and by Shkia you'll have Harif Shemesh, even though it's still inside of you. The Kamar Rachmana Tar. So you see from there, even though the Nevela is inside of you, it doesn't radiate out. Tumah Balua is not Metame. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'dilma shayni hazan d'lachazi lager. Maybe the reason that Nevela inside of you is not Metame is not because Tumah Balua, is because it became disgusting. It's not Roy, it's not called Nevela anymore.
Isn't that what Rashi says
Tumah Balua is? Rashi says halachically. Right, interesting. Rashi says halachically is called that, but not physically. I think the Gemara is here asking, physically, it's a low royal lager anymore, so it shouldn't be mitame. Nevela is not mitame anymore, is it? So the Gemara says, Han yichal Reb Yochanan, Domer achazu v'achazu ad lekelev shapir. Quoting a machlokas from elsewhere, Zechas Bechoros. According to Reb Yochanan, who says, Nevela to be metame a person or food. That's achazu v'achazu. To be metame a person or food, ad lekelev. It's metame until it gets so bad that even a dog won't eat it. Then shapir. So then your answer here is okay. Because right when it goes in, maybe it's still roy for a dog to eat if you'd spit it out. But therefore it'll be okay. El lebar pada to amar tuma chamura leger. V'tuma kala ad lekeleb. Bar pada says, for to be metame a person, right when it's not roy for a person to eat, that it's not metame anymore. And for it to be metame food, it has to be worse than a kelev. So mishud delachazi legeru. So that's back to the question. Why is this a raya? How do you know this is a raya? This halacha. That tuma belue is not metame. Maybe the reason is because it's not nevel anymore. It's not fit anymore. So the Gemara says, one second, he delachazi befanav. Shlo befanav michsa chazile. Fine if a person was there and saw you eat it. It's not roy. But what if you ate something and spit it out right away? And the person did not know that you spit it out. It is not something that becomes disgusting. So it's still objectively roi leger. Okay, people might be grossed out if they knew where it came from, but it's still objectively roi leger. So therefore, and it's even talking about that case. The Torah doesn't make any distinctions. So it must be the reason is tuma belua is not mitame. Period. Let's stop here for a second. There is a well-known rokeach. What rokeach? Probably I was in the top five rokeachs that people discuss. The rokeach is quoted. Who made the rokeach famous? The shach. It's the first shach in. Where is my where's the figure in Hilchos Avelos? Tumas Kohanim. Shin Ayin Aleph. The first shach in Shin Ayin Aleph is a pregnant Ashes Kohen allowed to go into a cemetery. That's the shach. Right, I say, so separate shiloh, do women go into cemeteries? Right, that's more of a ayin hara type of shiloh. Does a pregnant woman go into a cemetery? Forget that. Let's talk about halacha. Could an Ashes Kohen who's pregnant go into a cemetery? Says the rokeach, yes. Aye, maybe she's carrying a boy. An Ashes Kohen has no problem going good to a cemetery. She's not musharis. But a boy Kohen is musar. Aye, he's not 13 yet. He's not one day yet. But the rokeach says, sex faker. Maybe the child will be a nefel, and even if the child's going to live, maybe it'll be in a keva. Right? That's the sexveka of the rokeach. Ages koin shemu beres muteres the gunisbo olames the sofs the sexveka who shem a nefel who o shem a kevahi. Right? That is the rokeach right here in Shin Ayin Aleph. What about today? Where you could determine it might only be one suffix according to the rokeach. Right? We're using the tests anyway. That's the rokeach. Rov achronim do not understand the rokeach. Right here, the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Achronim. B'lav achi mutar, de tahara belua eno mitama. We're about to get into. We spoke about tuma belua, a tahara belua. Something is protected if it's swallowed up. So tahara belua, we pass it as amitame. It's what the Rokeach talking about. Even if it was a vandai zachar, you should say it's not a problem. So, Tzarech Iyun, if you look in the Radvaz deals with this. The Radvaz didn't get it from the Shach. The Radvaz learned Rokeach. The Radvaz says in Siman Reish, the 200th Tshuva, Sha'alti Mimeni, Odiach Adaiti, Bishmu Beres Mikohen, Emi Muteres Likanis Ola Mezolo. By the way, you see from the assumption of all of these cases, they don't talk about a pregnant woman not going in. They're specifically talking about halachically what would be a problem. So what does he say? He says no. He says it must be the Rokeach talking about a case where she's about to have the baby. So the chashash is that she might have the baby in the cemetery. Right? That's what it must be. Can't say it's talking about a pregnant, because why would there be an issue? So the Radvaz, the Pesachei Tshuva, they all wonder about it. So how do you defend the Rokeach? So Rabbi Chanan and other Achronim, Kovet Shiurim and Chelek Beis, Simin Mem Aleph, says maybe, and he quotes other sources, which we don't have time to go into now, maybe there's a separate idea. There's two Isurim for a Kohen. There's an Isur of a Kohen becoming Tameh, Mace, and there's an Isur for a Kohen being in proximity, or Oel HaMeis, even if it's not going to be Metamehim. Knisa la'Oel HaMeis. Even if it's not going to be Metamehim. So maybe that's what's going on with the Rokeach. You're right. Tumatara Balu is not going to be Metameh. But maybe the issue is the other issue. The issue of Knisa la'Matzav Shal tumah, even though it's not going to be mitame the baby. Okay, but that's all related to that rokeach in the shach. Okay, so now what's the source of this halacha? Let's get into it. So ashachan tumah. So find five lines from the bottom. So I know tumah belua is not mitame belua. I'm sorry, ashachan tumah belua tara belua minolad. So I know tumah belua. How do I know tara belua that it's protected? So kavachomer yorfa kavachomer umak li cheres hamukaf samet pasil. If an earthenware kli which is tightly sealed, which we know protects sheino matzo al tumah shebesocho milatame, which does not protect tumah from in it radiating out. The omar mar tumah ritzutza bokas va'ola al rakia. If you don't have a tefach ohel over tumah, it goes all the way up to the shamayim. For example, a grave. A grave, the tumah goes straight up. That's why a kohen can't walk on top of a grave. But also, any tumah. If you have tumah in a little closed off kli in a room, so that tumah goes straight up. It doesn't hold the tumah in. That's tumah ritzutza. So if a kli cheres, a closed-up kli cheres, if it does not protect the tumah from going out, but it does protect from going in, matzal al tara shebesochem yilitameh, but it does protect on the tara in it from becoming tameh. If the kli cheres that's summit pasil is in an olam eis, it protects it. So adam shematzal al tumah shebesochem yilitameh. So a person who protects, who does not let tumah go out, how do you know that? That's the nevela that we just said. Does not protect tumah from going out. It does protect tumah from going out. It surely should protect the tara in it from becoming tameh. Right? That's the kavachomer. Says the Gemara, one second. You make it a kavachomer from klicheres to adam. Klicheres is different. Mal klicheres she'en matame migabo. Tumah ba'adam she'en matame migabo. Klicheres has a chumra that it's matame from the inside. Right? As we know, hanging something in. As we know, the achronim say, Kutzker and others say that because cheres's only value is not the material, but it's the usage of it. And therefore, that's why it's metame as it's used. Mitocho. So how could you make a kavachomer from klicheres to adam? Aren't they different? So Gemara answers, no, atu anan migabo kamrinan. Yeah, we're talking about migabo. Well, are we talking about migabo? Mitocho kamrinan. We're talking about mitocho. Within a person too. And Rashi just clarifies, right across from where we are, Rashi reiterates the kavachomer, but making it a parallel. Uma, right, see where I am, right across in Rashi. Ma avir kli cheres, she'eno mavliya tumah shebo milatame. If the airspace of a kli cheres, which does not protect the tumah from going out, mavliya tara shebo milatame, protects tara in it from becoming tame. So the adam, who is mavliya tumah inside of it from being mitame, surely should protect what's inside. You're right, we're comparing on the mitocho level, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the line. Back in the Gemara. Atu anami gabu kamrinan, mitocho kamrinan. So the Gemara says, adarava kli cheres chamur, shekein metame me aviro. So one second the Gemara says, the kli cheres is more chamur, because it's metame me aviro, and therefore, if you have the halacha by kli cheres, which is more tame, and yet it protects what's inside, so surely by an adam, which is more cow, it should protect what's inside. So that's how the drasha works. So Gemara says, okay, ashuchan balua de lamala. So I understand this, it works by tara of something that got swallowed up through the mouth. Balua de lamata minola, and how do I know the same thing would apply if there's a balua, something that was stuck into a person from below, from his orifice below. So Gemara says again, kalvachomer, uma lamala she'enu ose ichul matzil, if when you swallow something, the digestion, doesn't take place up there, it's all the way by the intestines, which is below. If you swallow something, it's at a place where digestion doesn't really take place. And yet, matzil, it protects. Lamata, sha'ose ichal, eno dicha matzil. So lamata, where it really becomes nisachal, this might be why Rashi says what he says, surely it should be matzil. So Gemara says, one second, klom ose ichal, lamata, elaide, mala. Digestion only happens when it goes through the mouth. That's when it gets to the intestines. So Gemara said, no, afilo hachi, ichal de lamata rav. But still, halachically, most of the digestion happens in the lower part of the body. So therefore, if it's stuck in the bottom, it's still considered more of a place where you would say it is matzil. Period. Ashkechan balua da adam, balua da behema minalan. Fine, this explains tahara balua of a person. But tahara balua of an animal, where do we know that from? What do you mean? Tosfa di masal balua quotes a Gemara later on, that a dog that ate a piece of psar mace, it's not metame, meaning the dog also has protection inside. How do you know these halachas of bliya apply to an animal also? So kal vachomer. So it's a kal vachomer. Uma adam shemitame mechayim. Matzil bibalua. A person who could become tame when they're alive. Right? People could become tame. So if a person could become tame while they're alive, and yet is matzil, what's inside of it, behema she'ena matame mechayim, eno din shetatzil bibalua. An animal can never become tame while it's alive. So surely it should save its blia. A person can become tummy while it's alive and it saves its blias. So surely an animal, which cannot, an animal is less tummy than a person. So the Gemara says, one second. Mala adab shkein sarach shehiya b'beis ha'bais ha'menuga. No, maybe a person is more mako. A person, if a person walks into a bais ha'menuga, one of the three things that might never have occurred, according to one day in Sanhedrin, if a person walks into a tzara's house, he does not become tummy right away. He's got to wait a few seconds there, which we'll see how long in a minute. If he runs out in and out, he does not become tame. Tomer b'vehema she'ena tzaricha shehiya b'bais ha'menuga. But an animal does not require shehiya. So therefore your kal vachomer is knocked out. Maybe a behema is more chamor. Yeah?
Is talking about behema shelo mechayim?
A behema she'ena tzarich shehiya. Well, we talked about before that a behema cannot become tame meis. Question this is getting into tzaras. And also related to the kalim on top of the behema. Even if you want to say the behema can't, but something related to the behema, as we'll talk about in a second. So the Gemara says that maybe your kavachomer is knocked out because a person is more mekel. So the Gemara says, one second, that's not true. Behema de'ena tzricha shehiya b'bayis ha'menuga l'may hilchasa l'kalim shalgaba. This is all part of the answer. Right? Rashi has in the word umishaninan. Because it's not 100% clear where the answer starts. So Rashi is in the word. So an animal does not need shehiya. What's that talking about? The kalim on him. Right? The kalim on him. And if an animal is carrying kalim on its back, those kalim are become tummy immediately. So Adam Nami lo boy. In the parallel case by Adam, it's the same halacha. So there's no difference. So there's no question. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, in Negayim, Hanichlas the Baisa Menuga, if somebody walks into a house of Saras, Vekalev Alksefa Vesandalav Tamosa Biado, he has his clothing on his shoulder, meaning he's carrying his clothes, not wearing them. And his shoes and his rings are in his hands, not on his hand. So who behain Tamei Miyad? They're Tamei right away. If he's carrying everything, Hayalavush Kalev Visandalav Baraglav Tabosav Beetzbao. But if he's wearing clothing, then it's two steps. That Hu Tamei Miyad. Then he, the person, is Tamei right away. The Hain Taharin Achiyishav Chdeyachilas Pras, and that he's and they are Tahar until he's there a certain amount of time to eat a half a loaf of bread. Paschid Vlo Pasorim of a wheat bread, which takes a little quicker to eat. Mesav lying down, so you're really digesting quickly. Va'ochel Beliftan, and you eat it with a dip. Meaning, and so you can eat it a little quicker. Period. But what do you see, says the Gemara? It's the same exact halacha. When people and animals are carrying things, so then it's delayed. It's not delayed because it's as if each one of those came in by themselves. They're directly tameh from the bayis hamenuga. The only time when there's a delay, if something is going to be indirect. If the clothing is going to become tameh through me, that means I'm wearing the clothes. So I'm going to become tameh, and then I'm going to make the clothing tameh. So there's no, but there's a parallel between animals and people. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Tosus points out, so why don't you compare, what about if an animal is wearing clothes? That animal is wearing clothes, isn't that a nafkamina? Because a person would have a delay. A person would become tameh, and then the clothes that he's wearing. What about an animal? So Tosus says, clothing is different when the person is wearing it, because it's bottle to the person. If an animal is wearing clothes, it's not called clothed animal. It's still considered wearing it for this, carrying it for this halacha. For Hilchos Shabbos, maybe not. But Tosfos says clothing is ever batel to an animal regarding Hilchos Tuma. That's Tosfos Dibra Maschil Mai. See the fifth wide line. But behema filo kelam shi levusha chashivi ka'al gaba. Kiva de'in matami mikocha. Okay, period. We'll stop here, but just one halacha, and that is, there's a big discussion in the Achronim, the Shvus Yaakov. We mentioned this way back. Whenever the Gemara talks about Kalim, meaning Begadim, are shoes included? The Shvus Yaakov had a tshuva where a woman made a neder that she will not wear any of her Yontif clothes on Yontif. Is she allowed to wear her Yontif shoes? That was a question the Shvus Yaakov had. Is she allowed to wear her Yontif jewelry? Is that considered begadim? So he quotes a raya that she's not allowed to wear any of it. Because you see from this Mishnah, everything is included. Right? Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef Engel said just the opposite. Why does it have to say Kalev separately from Sandalov and Tabosaf? So I think they're separate. They're not considered begadim. So machlokas achronim about that. Shem Tzionim Balacha quotes this whole machlokas and says, I don't see what the whole shaila is. By nadarm you go by lashem b'nei adam. So forgetting what halachic definitions are, lashem b'nei adam by nadarm. So therefore, why should it make a difference what the halachic definition is? Okay, we'll have to stop there, and tomorrow we get into more tumah and tahara bilua. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue. By the way, parsha shir this week is tomorrow night. Tuesday night will be the parsha shir.